Hello, good morning. Welcome to the month of February. Good morning, people of God. Welcome to our prayer room session from Shekinah Kingdom Radio Nation Ministry. Ministry here in Illinois and all over the globe. We welcome you to a moment in God's presence as we long for Him to increase our faith. I invite you and then I ask you to invite somebody else to come and dwell in His presence together. This is your servant David Kabanda, and we are in prayer room. Welcome. Brethren, I welcome you this morning in His presence, as today we going to pray that God increase our faith to a spiritual perspective. To increase our faith, to have ability to see things in a spiritual perspective. Not to see things in our carnal mindset or to see things in the way the world see it, but to see things in the way God sees it. This morning, I want us to cry out to the Lord, that Lord, increase my faith. That Lord will increase your faith. That your faith will be able to connect all things that is happening in the physical to connect it to the spiritual to see how does the Lord sees it for you. You know, I was reading the book of Genesis and reading the story of Joseph. I love that story so much that every time I read it, I see a different view and perception on it. You know, in all things that Joseph had to endure, Joseph did not see things the way it was going or happening against him. Joseph always concentrated, focused on the way God shows him his life will be, the accomplishment and then who he will become. He kept focused in seeing things with a spiritual perception. His faith got to the level of a spiritual perception that nothing else could have moved him away or against the will of God. We have found ourselves so many times lamenting, discouraged, ready to give up, and sometimes we have given up when things get tough, when things does not look the way we want it to be or the way we thought it should be. We are so ready to throw down the baton, to throw the mantle, and to let it go. Joseph maintained his courage. Joseph maintained his hope in the Lord. And he was strengthened because his faith was able to amount to see in the spiritual perception. all brethren. I want you to pray unto the Lord this morning, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will amount to not be moved, not to be shaken or waver from the perception of this world as the world sees all things, but to be able to see all things in the eyes and the sight of the Spirit. Jesus saying, Holy Spirit will come, He will reveal things to you. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will reveal things to you. Apostle Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. When we walk by faith, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's why in Ephesians 6, it tells us that we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against the principality, against power in the spiritual realms. Because we are so caught up in looking to things with the fleshly eyes, sight, we lose sight of the reality of where our attacks is coming from, of where the enemy is attacking us. We lose sight of the power that has been bestowed to us. I will walk by faith, not by sight. I will walk by faith, not by sight. Lord, we come to you to increase our faith, that our faith to amount to spiritual perception, our faith to be as a spiritual perception, Lord, where we perceive things not with our human understanding, not with our human limitation. Oh, open up your mouth and just begin to talk to Him. Open up your mouth and say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Say, Lord, increase my faith, O God. Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith that I see things in the level of spirituality. I perceive things. My faith get to the perceptions and the spiritual perception, Lord, to see things not in the carnal way. Not put my faith what you see in how you see it. Increase my faith. Increase my faith, O God. Increase my faith, O Adonai. Increase my faith, O El Shaddai. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy of our prayer. My God, oh my God, increase, oh, we cry out, increase my faith, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Oh, increase my faith in you. Lord, we cry out. Lord, we cry out to thee. Increase my faith, O God. Eliminate the sights, the carnal sights upon my eyes, upon my spiritual sight, way of seeing things, O God. Increase my faith. Joseph did not give up. Joseph did not give in. Because he was able to see, not the way everybody else in prison were able to see. The most important things that I capture in the story of Joseph this morning. Every time God will use him to interpret a dream or word of wisdom, he will declare, "It is not by me, it is by the God, the creator of all things that give the ability, that translate, that interpret the years." He gave all the honor unto God because he knew he had no ability. All that he knew, all that he was capable of, he came from God. He honored God even in his worst moments. Even when he was not remembered. But he did not lose his faith, because his faith had a spiritual eyesight. Father, may my faith have spiritual eyesight.
to understand that the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, that you are good and your mercy is everlasting. Oh Adonai, because you say, for I know the plan that I have for you, that my faith be able to acknowledge and to always dwell upon the declaration upon, oh God, your promises, that to know that you will never leave me or forsake me. That my soul will not be downcast, my soul will not be disturbed within me. My God, that I will put my hope in you, for I will yet continue praise you, my Savior and my God, because I will see things in the spiritual perception. My faith will be in the level of a spiritual view, spiritual understanding of circumstances, that I believe in what you show me. I believe in what you are guiding me towards. Cry out to him and say, increase my faith to a spiritual perception. Increase my faith to a spiritual view. Increase my faith that my carnal mind will not overrule my understanding of your promises. That my carnal mind will not overtake my decision, my reaction, my behavior, my words. Oh God Almighty, that my spiritual mind will increase in you. The level of my faith will arrive in the perception of a spiritual view of what the Holy Spirit revealed, what is of God and what is not. That the Spirit of the Lord revealed what cometh from you, O God of glory. My soul continuously to bless your name. My soul to continuously to bless your name. Oh Adonai, that is why you said to bless you in all circumstances, because the Lord Almighty, it does not matter the circumstances that my physical persona, Lord, I may be going through, but it cannot interfere with my spiritual stability. My God and my Savior, my spiritual stability, Lord, cannot be moved. I pray unto thee to bring a stability in my faith, oh God. Help me bring stability in my faith to see, my faith to reach a spiritual perception, my faith to reach the level where my mind cannot reach, where my emotion cannot reach. My emotion is limited to a carnal view. Brethren, your emotion, my emotion is limited to a carnal view. It is only when our faith reaches a different dimension I want to see your glory, O God. I want to see your power in my life, in everything that I do. Oh, I want to see your glory, oh God. Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. Lord, I want to see your power. I want to see your power. I want to leave. I want to leave and dwell in your presence. Oh, I want to dwell in your presence. Oh, I want to dwell in your presence. My mind, my soul, all that is within me, oh God. My faith reaches the dimension of a spiritual perception. Holy Spirit, help me, help my unbelief, help my faith reach a dimension of spiritual perception. See what you see. Do what you will do. Act the way it will be according to your will, that I will be able, Lord, to pursue things of heaven, to pursue things of kingdom of God, not to pursue the carnal mind, not to pursue carnal desire, Lord, to carnal needs they had before of kingdom. Help me, oh God. I have accepted to follow Jesus. Lord, you have called me. I say yes. Lord, you sent me. I say I'm ready. Lord God Almighty. But I know that the mind, oh Lord, I know that the emotion of a human being, my God and my Savior, the weakness, oh Lord, of our understanding of things. Lord, the way our physical, our carnal, oh Lord, feelings, our carnal mind, our carnal emotion, oh Lord, lead us into doubt, lead us into disbelief. My God, our carnal, our physical flesh, lead us, oh Lord, our eyesight, lead us on the things that is not glorify your name, for distraction of this world. My God and my Savior, I know the temptation that is all over. I know the trial that the enemy, the trap that he put before us, oh God. But when you help us, oh Lord, now when our faith reaches, oh Lord, a spiritual perception, oh Lord, when our faith reaches a spiritual dimension to see like you see, to all understand like you understand, my God and my Savior, will be able to overcome all the things that the flesh and its way will throw at us. Let me see. Let me reach a spiritual perception. My faith in you. My faith in you. My faith in you. To be in a different dimension. To be in a different dimension, oh God. My faith in you. My faith in you to know. My faith in you to know that my soul shall never be downcast. My soul shall never be disturbed, oh God. But I always will put my hope in you. Always will put my hope in you. For you are the Lord Almighty. You are worthy. 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 Worthy, 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 worthy.
worthy.
Oh, I know to whom I put my faith in. I know, oh God Almighty, to whom I believe in. Brethren, do you know who you believe in? Do you know why you put your faith in him? Do you have any doubt? Or if you have ever any doubt, even a little glimpse of it, it is only because of a carnal desire. It is only because of your flesh. It is only the weakness of our mind. But we know the hope that we have in him, it is for real. We know that the hope we have for eternity, it is true, and yea, and amen. When we get our faith to see in a spiritual perception, to be able to arrive in the level of a spiritual perception, everything we see around us, everything we hear around us, everything we do, all it will have a different meaning. It will be in a different sense. May your faith reach a spiritual level of perceiving, of seeing things, of understanding. Your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Without faith is impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We are so focused to please our flesh. We are so focused to impression people. We are so focused to impression ourselves and our surrounding. We are so focused to get an applause from people. We are so focused to reach all certain milestones in this world. We so focused in the things that is vanity of vanity. We lose focus on the things of eternity. We lose focus on the things of a kingdom of God. Let your faith this morning reach a spiritual level of seeing things. Reach a level that you do not worry about anything that is carnal minded, anything that is fleshly guided, anything that is corrupted with a sinful nature. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Make the Holy Spirit your friend. Make the Holy Spirit your friend. Let the Holy Spirit be your friend. That's who he is. Your consultation first cometh from him, not from man. When your mind is telling you cannot do it, what does the Holy Spirit say to you? When your mind, your body is telling you cannot achieve anything, when your mind, your thoughts is telling you cannot, you can never be used by God, no, what does the Holy Spirit say to you? What does God will is for you? Let your faith amount into a spiritual perception, a spiritual view of things. In your life, in your profession, in your ministry, in your household, in your relationship, for your children, for your destiny, nothing is worthy. Nothing is worthy need to indwell our mind, our thoughts, into a spiritual perception. To let Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, to dominate our mind, to let Holy Spirit to dominate our speech, our understanding. It changes. It certainly changes the way you will live your life. It certainly will change the way you will react to circumstances, to negativity. It will change a way, just like Joseph. No matter how hard things got, Joseph did not waver. In everything, he honored God for giving him the ability to interpret, dream, and have wisdom beyond Pharaoh's and his magician. He continued to say all the time, I will bless the Lord at all times. When your faith reach the level of spiritual maturity, a spiritual view, perception, you will continually say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Nothing will move you. Nothing will shake you. Nothing. Can you just bless the name of the Lord? Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory. We honor you, Adonai. We thank you. We thank you. You are great. For I know what you promised. You say, I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. So I say to my soul, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disrupt within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So shall it be. So shall it be. May you always put your hope in God. May you always praise his name. Because the Bible say, those that who put their faith, their hope in the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So shall it be for you. May your faith increase to a spiritual dimension. The way you perceive life, the way you perceive ministry, the way you perceive all things around you, about you, is no longer the way your eyesight see it, is no longer the way your mind understand it. It is only the way God sees it through the power of the Holy Ghost, and he revealed it to you, and you walk by it. In Yeshua HaMashiach name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Oh, what a powerful moment in his presence. What a glorious moment in his presence. I bless the name of the Lord. For each and every one of you, welcome, Sister Joy. Thank you for being here. God bless you. God bless all of you that are part of this prayer room podcast all around the world.
go ahead and download and share this podcast, and go ahead and participate in supporting this ministry with your finances so that we can continue to preach the good news of the gospel all around the world. Shalom, and we'll see you tomorrow, 6:30 Chicago time, 6:38. This is SKRM Ministry. God bless you.